How's that? Can you hear me now? There we go. All right. Thanks be to God for technical people. The Lord be with you. It is great to have you with us today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We are winding down the end of the church year, and as we get to these last weeks in the church year, our focus kind of shifts. We are thinking about the reality of the end of the world, the reality of Judgment Day, and God's gift to support us and strengthen us and encouragement during these latter days. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts today. A couple of words on our service for this morning, our opening hymn. Number 578, Thy Strong Word. We'll sing the first four verses of that hymn, the first four verses, and we'll pick up the last two at the end of the service. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting three, page 184 and following. We have a worship insert with the readings on one side and the propers on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And have one very, very bittersweet announcement to make this morning. It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Ralph Harper. Ralph, quite an icon in the congregation with his bib overalls and his great love for the Word of God. And sudden illness and hospital stay, and yesterday morning God called Ralph to heaven. So the funeral service for Ralph will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock here at Good Shepherd. Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock here at Good Shepherd. Please keep Ralph's family in your prayers, and we will miss him here at Good Shepherd. And we will see him again by grace through faith. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts you shower down upon us. We thank you most of all for the gift of your word that gives us comfort and peace and strength and joy, your word which points us to the Word made flesh, Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for our salvation. Heavenly Father, bless us with the peace, the comfort, and the assurance that knowing our sins are forgiven and our names are written in the book of life, that we will have no fear and we will look forward to that day with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven when we will see you face to face. Keep us safe, Lord, until that day. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen, to take away our sin and the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. 578, verses 1 through 4. Divine Service, setting 3, page 184. Page 184. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
The whole world is in your power. O Lord, King Almighty, no one can gainsay you. For you have made heaven and earth. You are Lord of all. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your just decrees are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The whole world is in your power. O Lord, King Almighty, no one can gainsay you.
On earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God and making God the Father. Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your household, the church, in continual godliness, that through your protection she may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve you in good works. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 21st Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis, chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing seed in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the field according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the ground. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak the gradual together. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia verse, the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him." The father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We continue now with the hymn of the day, number 589. Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. 589. Stand.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's message is from the Gospel of John that begins with these words. Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. The official here has a problem. We don't know specifics about the official, but we do know that he has a higher ranking position of some kind. Surely, he has fixed problems before. Any important position requires that skill. Like a firefighter who is required to put out fires that start in his fire district. Like an army captain, he has to discipline anyone in his platoon that does not follow orders. The official, though, now has a problem that he cannot fix. His son has a fever and is dying. The word is clear about that. And there is nothing in his power he can do about it. So the official is desperate, is looking for something, anything, that may heal his son. And in Cana, everyone knows that Jesus had turned water into wine. It was the first great sign there. The official hears that Jesus was coming into Galilee again. He puts two and two together. He needs one of these great, powerful signs and wonders so that his son might live. So he goes to Cana in Galilee, where Jesus is. Does the official know that Jesus is God? We don't know. It's not in the text. But the official is desperate. And he's not seeking God. He's seeking a greater power that will heal his son. He simply wants to go get Jesus, take him back to his house to have him heal his son. So he asks him. And then Jesus said to the official and everyone standing around him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." And in the official's response is where we see his desperation. "Sir, come down before my child dies." A desperate official, a desperate parent, has tunnel vision. The official is not there to debate Jesus, but the official did come to the right place. You too this morning, dear Christians, you came to the right place. We have problems that we cannot fix. Now, do not kid yourselves. We all have problems that we cannot fix. We are powerless. We cannot heal ourselves. We cannot comfort ourselves. We cannot forgive ourselves for things that we have done. We are weak creatures. It is only natural that we seek a powerful sign from God, something from God to reassure us that everything's going to be okay. We even measure our problems. This one more serious, this one less. A family member is sick to the point that they will likely not make it. A family member disbelieves in Jesus Christ to the point that they will likely not make it to heaven. You yourself have doubts about God. These problems are more serious and not in our control. So, we seek a powerful sign from elsewhere. Maybe their cancer will just miraculously disappear. Maybe, just maybe they'll start coming to church with me. Maybe God will give you a little sign so that you may believe. You look for solutions that match the size of your problems. You seek the power of God in signs and wonders. And you wait, and you wait. God seems so silent. Why doesn't God do something about this? Does he hate you? Is he angry with you? Is God ignoring you? God, say something. God does say something. And what he has said is more than sufficient for your huge problems. It is difficult to see the power of God's word. Sin has blinded you. Sin has deafened you from hearing God. God's powerful signs and wonders that are recorded for us in the Word testify to the power of the Word. Sin is your disease. It has blocked you from believing. It has blocked you from knowing the power of the Word itself. In today's Genesis text, didn't you hear, and God said, and God said? Didn't you hear in today's Genesis text that God created you and all things with his word? In today's Ephesians text, didn't you hear that the word of God is your sword? It is your entire armor. The illness of sin causes you to disbelieve that God's word has power. And untreated, it will kill you. This sin causes you to look elsewhere for signs and wonders. Make no mistake, sin is the handiwork of Satan. Satan directs you away from the Bible. Satan does not want you to hear the power in Jesus' answer to the official. Satan does not want you to know the powerful effect of Jesus' word to the official. In the next words of Jesus, he answers the official's desperate cry, "Go, your son will live." These simple yet powerful words of Jesus, they have strong and immediate effects. First, the official believes. Second, his son was healed. Third, since the words of Jesus had been shared, his whole household believed. All in John. John's gospel is very, very clear about the power of the word. In the beginning, the word was with God. God created all things perfectly good. The very breath of God breathes life into man. That is the power you seek. And the word was God. God and the Word are perfectly united. The Word is the power you seek. The powerful Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The powerful Word did miraculous things for the official, his son, and his entire household. The many signs and wonders of Jesus bear witness, testify to the power of his word. Jesus did many of these signs and wonders. John records if all these testimonies to his power were written down, the entire world could not contain the books that would be written. Every single time Jesus spoke, there was an action attached to it. It did something. Yet, it is to our advantage that Jesus has departed from our eyes. This is written in John. In John, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. Jesus says, it is necessary that he departs from our eyes to send the Helper, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth and its power are one and the same. It's in the same word of Jesus, the same word of God that created you and all things perfectly good. The same word that healed the official's son. It is the same powerful word that led the official and his whole household to believe. Jesus also tells us the Spirit of truth works in the way of law and gospel. This is all in the Gospel of John. The Spirit of truth will convict the world concerning sin. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth. And the Spirit of truth will glorify Jesus, take what is his, and declare it to you freely. Did you hear that? Declare it to you. You do not see the power of the Word of God. You hear it. You hear the power of the words of Jesus Christ added to water as God adopts you. In the same quickness that the words of Jesus healed the official son miles away, you are made alive in Christ and dead to sin. You hear the power of the words of Jesus here. This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. The powerful word made flesh is given to you, and you are forgiven. The handiwork of Satan is swiped away. Now, be watchful of Satan. He doesn't want you to be forgiven. Anytime you are away from the power of the Word, he will draw your attention to other gods. Anytime you're away from the power of the Word, you are corruptible. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Hold his Word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. God wants you in church. God wants you to hear in his law why you need forgiveness. God wants you to hear in the sweet gospel that you are forgiven. And in the power of the gospel, in word and sacrament, the word doesn't just say you are forgiven. The powerful word of God, the words of Christ in the gospel, actually, really forgives you. The power of Jesus Christ and his word echoes in your ears here in his church. And this power, this word that saves you, it also tells you how it saves you. You have been purchased. You have been redeemed. You have been bought with the holy, precious blood of Christ. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, lived for you, suffered for you, died for you, and the powerful Word made flesh rose for you. You hear this powerful Word with your ears. In the power of the Word, we know and we hear that Christ is crucified and risen. These words are not just a sign and wonder of God's love. They are God's love. The Word of God is God's love for you. When Jesus spoke that day in Cana, the power of His Word restored life to the official son. The power of His Word gave faith, gave life to His entire household. I cannot overstate the power of the Word of God. I cannot exaggerate the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is so powerful, it is alive, just as Jesus Christ is alive. His powerful Word not only saves all of us, it gives us the faith to trust it. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts, minds, and ears in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the powerful Word of God, we ask that He might sanctify us in our offertory on page 192. Please stand.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the Word enfleshed for you and for your salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a powerful Word that saves you would be your comfort, peace, and joy today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Please stand for the prayer of the church. In addition to those prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we also pray for Phyllis Christensen, mother of Kurt Christensen, who is hospitalized. And as Pastor Poppy mentioned at the beginning of the service, we also pray for the family of Ralph Harper, who has passed away. And we also pray in thanksgiving for all of those who have served in the armed forces of our nation, working to keep us safe and to guard the freedoms that we have in this country, most especially the freedom of religion. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, Lord, have mercy. For the priesthood of the baptized, that through the ongoing reception of the Holy Word and sacraments, their faith in the Lord's promises would be increased, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that they would be faithful in their duty to preach the whole counsel of God to the flocks they serve, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an increase of workers sent out to serve in the Lord's vineyard of grace, that the proclamation of repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name would be heard by all sinners and believed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For protection against the schemes of the devil, that God's children would, by the power of the Spirit, don the whole armor of God to withstand all demonic assaults and remain steadfast in the Word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who live without faith in Christ, that the Holy Spirit would call them to repentance and grant them a confident trust in Jesus, who lived and died for them and for all sinners, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a culture of life to spread throughout our land, that all life from the womb to the grave would be cherished and protected, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those whom God has placed in authority over us, that they would serve with integrity and honor, striving for peace and the collective good of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for thanksgiving for all of those who have served in our nation's armed forces, who have laid their lives on the line to serve and protect their neighbor, namely us, and to grant us the great freedoms that we have in this nation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those who are sick or suffering in any way, and for all who have requested our prayers, including Phyllis, Matt, Pastor Kirk, Norma, John, Sharon, Craig, Barb, Deb, Juliana, Judy, Jerry, Karen, Austin, Gerald, Joseph, Ashley, and all others whom we name in our hearts, that they would be relieved of their afflictions according to the Lord's will, or strengthened to endure, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn the loss of loved ones, confident in the resurrection of Jesus and the hope that that gives to us, that they may have peace in their time of suffering, especially the family of Ralph Harper, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the body and blood of Christ in the fellowship of this altar, that they would be strengthened and preserved in body and soul to life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The service of the sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so good.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ given through you. The body of Christ given through you. Take great your body of Christ given through you. The body of Christ. Body of Christ.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Please stand for the Nunc Dimittis. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn is the final two verses of Thy Strong Word, hymn 578.
Thank you.
be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Kids, you can go get some goodies right away, and you can be back in here for our Sunday school opening in about 5 minutes or so. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes. We have a budgeting class, free, Budgeting 101. Head of stewardship, Dale Borneman, will be leading that class. Dale.
What if I say a few words?
No, not at all. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dale. So last week we had our college student dinner after the 10:30 service, and this week I guess we have free food for the college kids too. They all need budgeting help, right? Okay. So check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes, a lot of stuff that's going on. We also have a sign-up sheet out in the narthex. We have a Thanksgiving dinner here for the older members of our congregation, put on by the congregation. We need lots of help. That meal is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. That is the 21st of November, the 21st of November. So if you can help out, helping with the food, helping with cleanup or setup, helping with transportation, that would be a good thing as well. Nancy, are you just standing there, or do you want to say something?
I just wanted to remind everyone that Wednesday after church, we'll be doing a kind of a find out about higher names this summer for the youth. That's 8 and up, high school age. We are going to Missouri. It's Watermark, so it's about baptism. It should be really great, and a lot of fun. Kids always enjoy it. So if you have any questions, you don't know, whatever, just come and find out.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's confirmed on up.
Yes.
Okay, we don't care what grade you're in, confirmed on up. All right, just to clarify that. Okay, we've got two opportunities for Bible study today. Continue our look at Romans 5 in the fellowship hall. We have Summary of Christian Doctrine in room 109. What are we studying today, Pastor?
Well, last week we read the account of Genesis 3 where sin entered the world, and so this week we'll be speaking about how that affects us and how we know it's there and what implications there are for that. It's also worth pointing out right here, right now, this evening, there will be no Concordia Seward Bible study. Instead, at 7 o'clock, Bulldogs for Life has a presentation. And what room is that again? In the auditorium in the TLEC, correct? And so go ahead and plan on that. Instead, a Bulldogs for Life presentation in the auditorium in the Tom Leadership Education thing.
Tome.
Whatever.
Tome.
Thom.
When somebody gives that much money, you got to pronounce the name right. Yeah. All right. Coffee and goodies, Bible study opportunities, and the budgeting class after the 10:30 service. I think that's all. Good job, Vicar. Have a great day and week in the power of God's Word.